Welcome back from the break, everyone. So, Chris, back in the Jujutsu Kaisen, top sales anime movie ever. Right, currently number one in the USA. Well, sorry, currently number one around the world.
Well, nothing hits like that Jujutsu.
And the thing is, like, what people are saying, like, if you translate it or whatever, it just spells wizard fight. It just says wizard fight.
Well, there you have it.
But then the thing is, because they're using curses as their whole, like, they manifest a curse and use it to fight type deal. Like, I don't know. You got to watch it. You just got to watch it. That being said, MAPPA Studios, same people that did Attack on Titan.
Okay.
You know, those guys again. They're slowly taking over because Attack on Titan has their movie coming out soon, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So what they're going to do, they're going to end the final season. Is going to end on a giant cliffhanger. Wait a few months and release like the last like 5 to 6 chapters in a movie. And that being said, one chapter in Attack on Titan is like 3 episodes, like comic book to screen, manga to screen. So it's gonna be a long ass movie.
I was about to say they gotta make it a long movie.
they have to, and you know they're gonna try. So maybe that will take over Jujutsu Kaisen, because we've been like Jujutsu Kaisen wasn't written that long ago. Attack on Titan started in 2006. Like, as far as, like, manga goes. But then finally got on screen in 2010. Right? But Jujutsu Kaisen finally started animating about 2 years ago. And their first movie broke records. So, it's gonna, like, it's... Attack on Titan is the only thing that might give Jujutsu Kaisen a run for his money right now. Or the new DBZ movie where you got Gohan going crazy. Gohan gets his powers back, essentially. Like, remember Super Saiyan 2?
Yeah.
Young Gohan beat the hell out of Cell.
One hand Kamehameha.
And then, you know, young adult Gohan that went toe-to-toe with Majin Buu. Yeah. We get more of that Gohan in this next movie. And so this movie is basically like all the Gohan and Vegeta fans are like, oh, hell yeah. We're going to get to see Vegeta's new form, let's talk about it.
Vegeta's new form. They can have him at a DMV office, fill it out a form.
Damn it. You got a heavy
hair. So, does Saiyan go here or Vegeta?
But Vegeta's new form is called Super Saiyan Ego, which...
Does he have a... he does have a planet. Never mind. Okay, go ahead.
And it gets more powerful the more hits he takes. The more hits Vegeta takes, the stronger he gets, which is perfect for Vegeta. When you stop and think about it, that is the perfect final form for Vegeta.
Because boy, does he take some hits.
He needs to get that left arm checked out. Android 18, Kid Buu, Frieza is always his left arm. And I don't know if the studio is lazy or what, but it's whenever Vegeta gets kicked in that left arm, same face, same angle, same break in the arm.
It's not even a break anymore. It's just a bend.
But the more damage, and like Goku's Ultra Instinct, he's able to dodge any and everything. Like, I don't know if you've seen the latest arc of Dragon Ball Super when he like mastered it or whatever.
No,
but
I've been off of Dragon Ball for a long time.
You need to at least go watch the Tournament of Power.
I told you I started it, and that's about where I left off.
Okay.
So I know who Jiren is.
Yeah, Jiren. Yeah.
But I didn't finish that. That's about where I'm at.
See, the thing is, Gohan becoming like super powerful again isn't that surprising to me, because in the manga, Gohan was the one that won the Tournament of Power. It wasn't a combination of Goku, Frieza, and Android 17, like the show portrayed. So I was like, well, damn, why? Why didn't we stick to this?
I mean, like, after, if you watch Cell Saga, it was clear nobody is anywhere close to Gohan's level.
But he stopped training.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you take Gohan and put him in the life of Goku, like all the training, all the battles, nobody's touching him. Like, it's not a challenge. Like,
and who trained him? Motherfucking Piccolo.
Piccolo's that guy.
You know, he's, hey, I ain't as powerful as y'all, but I will train y'all. I've killed, he looks at Yamcha, I killed you. He looks at Tien, I've killed you. He looks at Vegeta, I've killed you.
He looks at Goku. I killed you.
I've killed you three times.
I killed you and what, the Raditz? At the same time.
I killed you and your brother. Vada Kedavra. I killed you and trained your son.
He said, I tricked you into holding your brother still so I could kill both of y'all. If that ain't a Jedi mind trick.
Piccolo was that dude.
I'm weak. Oh, my God.
He's like, all right, now that those two are out of the way, I can take over the planet. And then Vegeta and Nappa came. He was like, damn, get the Dragon Balls. Damn. You know what? Let's go to my planet. We got better Dragon Balls. Hold on, we can't have this.
Oh man.
Oh, my planet still got blown up. All right, we back on y'all's planet now. Oh, cool. I'm gonna live here.
Right.
And my Namekian friends. We gonna stay here. I'm gonna raise your kid though.
And instead of killing your kid, I'm gonna go ahead and raise him to be my sidekick.
Make him the most powerful thing on the planet.
While I'm his father figure. Try me.
Can't nobody touch Piccolo. Damn.
And then while you sleep early on, he had like regenerative powers, kind of.
Yeah.
They don't show it later on in the series as much for some reason, but
yeah,
like,
he kind of lost. He got Mr. Fantastic stretchy arms instead of the regenerative. I mean, there wasn't a lot of slicing off limbs as much. Like that didn't happen as much.
Yeah, they moved away from that.
Yeah. That green person with the tail just absorbed two people. Can we let's get away from that. That was kind of dark. Look, kids are getting home from school and watching this. All right, let's reel it in a little bit. And then Kid Buu almost blew up a planet at the start of the series. You know. Oh, gosh. DBZ, man. So, Gohan. Piccolo's getting a new form in this movie. Actually,
I was about to say, like, it's time for him to level up again.
I was like, why am I ranting about Piccolo? Oh, yeah. Piccolo is also getting a new form.
Because that mess, I think it was on Planet Namek when it happened.
He absorbed.
After he absorbed. But remember, he had, like, the whole get up on.
Yeah.
And everybody was sleeping on it because it looked like it's just cloth. And he threw that mug down and like he caused an earthquake.
The Rock Lee effect, man. The DBZ super movie where Frieza tried to take over. And it was just Yamcha, Tien, Piccolo, Chaozu, Gohan that hasn't been trained. Great Saiyaman Gohan, like fighting Frieza's army. Piccolo was the only one holding his own. And so he was cornered, right? And he was like, oh, I guess we should get serious. He took off his hat, looked at a guy, and was like, hold this. Threw it at him. That guy just sank to the ground. Like, and it wasn't even like a gradual fall. That dude just... I was like, oh, Piccolo was about to hell's own grenade. Everybody. Yeah, he waited until he got like in a good corner. He was like, all right, bet. Here. No escape. Like Piccolo, he's not a great. He's definitely not on the level of Goku and Vegeta. He'd get wiped easily. He's a strategist.
Well, like yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a Shikamaru.
He's Shikamaru. Right? Yeah. Yes. Working smart, not hard type deal. That's Piccolo.
I mean, like he's a powerhouse,
definitely.
But he almost has no speed by comparison. Like I mean, yeah, he's fast, but. Comparing, like, he has no speed. But, like, yeah. Like, he wins a lot of battles that he probably shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was the first one to fight a base level Cell. Like, everybody else was scared and was like, Piccolo was like, well, I guess I'll go do it. And he actually gave him a run for his money. Yeah. Base level Cell was no joke. A whole three towns just wiped.
Yeah, sales also, is a problem.
I just thought about something that really bothers me about the DBZ universe. Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball. The Red Ribbon Army, all that jazz. There were dinosaurs and like fur people, like a dog person, a wolf person, a cat person. Where do they go? When you stop and think about Dragon Ball Z, where did all those animal folks go?
I don't know.
I feel like there was a great genocide. They were just like, you know what? All these furries got to go.
Hey, look, we're not being cute anymore.
We're not look, a kid show anymore. No.
Raditz, Nappa, and Vegeta are on the way. Like, we got to get rid of this stuff. Yeah. Like, because then, like, I mean, technically, during that time, Piccolo would have kind of fell into that category, but then, like, he looked like a monster when he showed up. Like,
you know what? We don't want to mess with this guy. Hold on. Yeah, there was King Piccolo, then young Goku knocked the egg out of him and killed him. Damn. Yeah. While dealing with the Red Ribbon, General Tsao. Not General Tsao. That's a food.
You hungry, Roscoe?
A little bit. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. The Red Ribbon Army.
I can't think of his name now. Like, I had it, and then you said Tsao, and I was like, shit.
Like, the Red Ribbon Army's, like, top guy.
Because everybody knows General Tsao's chicken.
So. Hold on. Let me channel my Jason Statham. Hold on. So you mean to tell me a shrimp fried this rice?
Oh, man. Have you seen that episode of South Park my joke came from?
Yes. General, so.
Geez. And that was crazy because I didn't know anything about like the new Star Wars movies at the time. And like that was Cartman's whole kick. He wanted to be Kylo Ren. I was like, that's
just so funny. Man. Oh, so update on my Star Wars rewatch.
Uh-oh.
I have finished Rogue One. I'm about to go into the original three. I know.
Did you watch Rogue One with your girl? Like,
No, I didn't.
I watched it with my wife. Yes. And I was just like, and we got to the end of the movie. It's like, so none of that really matter. I'm like, well, they got the plans, but none of it really matter. Yeah, none of it really matter.
Yeah.
It was just a chance for them to CGI a few characters and show you what they could do.
Yeah, for real.
Because the general on the Death Star and the young Princess Leia.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, and then, you know, the Darth Vader hallway scene. Like, pretty much you could watch the movie for that Darth Vader hallway scene, and it told you everything that you really needed to know. And it gave you a great look at Darth Vader. That was the whole movie right there.
Yep. But anyway, so yeah, about to go into the original 4, 5, and 6, and I'm just like, like an 80s, 70s to 80s graphics. I'm just
it is
like,
rough.
Ugh.
Like, if you watch 4, 5, and 6, like, just watch them.
Mm.
They look great. They look really good. But if you have just finished watching 1, 2, and 3 before that.
1, 2, and 3, Solo, Rogue One, and then going back to that. I'm just like, ugh, why?
Like, the lightsabers are, like, vibrating really weirdly. Did you notice that?
Yeah. So, as soon as I get to 7, 8, and 9, I'm like, all right, we're back in it.
That's crazy, too, because, like. But it makes sense, though, because after Obi-Wan had the high ground on Anakin, like Darth Vader, all that flipping stuff is done. Nobody flips in like 4, 5, and 6. There's no jumping, no flipping. We're staying on our feet. It's like they taught classes like this is what happens when you try to jump over someone who has the high ground.
Isn't that right, Vader? And Vader goes, yes. Palpatine teaching the class of like youngling Sith Lords. Beerus is there. Darth Maul is there. Don't do flips if Obi-Wan is near. All right.
Is Starkiller there?
Yeah, Starkiller is there. Oh man. So I need an art piece of that. Just Palpatine at the front of the class and a bunch of young Sith Lords at the front. I need it.
Oh man.
I mean, we could
going all the young Sith Lords are clones of the Emperor.
Oh damn. Do it. Oh, man.
That's the one time you say,
what were we talking about?
I forget. Star Wars?
We were talking about Jujutsu Kaisen.
You said use the Force, and next thing you know.
So, in other movie news, Batman. There was, Warner Brothers released a deleted scene showing off the Joker.
Yeah.
It's not Joaquin Phoenix like we wanted. Our prediction was Joaquin Phoenix was going to be a part of this Batman universe, but it's not, apparently.
Hey, I'm holding on to hope, okay? That was a deleted scene for a reason. It's not in the movie, it's not canon.
You are correct, so you are correct.
That it might be why it was deleted.
Deleted scene. Technically, yes. But that being said, Barry Keoghan, Druig from the Eternals, looked, it was acid burned. Like face stapled on the Joker.
Jack Nicholson Joker with modern day effects. Like that's what it was.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was like, why was this deleted? Hello? Can we still need to go see the damn movie to discover why it might have been deleted. Still need to go see the Jujutsu Kaisen movie. Shit. I got a lot of movies to go see.
Yeah, I got a list too.
Yeah. HBO, hook me up. HBO, Crunchyroll, get on it. Might just turn on.
Do we have a date yet for Batman on HBO?
No. I mean, it's only been in theaters for like a month at this point. Yeah.
Gracious, it felt like 2 weeks. But yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, because it came out on the 4th. So almost a month.
Almost a month, pretty much. But seeing Druig, like the burns, how he was talking, everything, like. I was like, yo, or maybe it is the Joaquin Phoenix Joker, just a little bit of a time skip and a different actor. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, you know, Joaquin Joker, beta acid equals Druig.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Don't give the Joker mind control.
Well, we all know that the real mind control is Harley Quinn.
No, we've been through this.
No.
That's called Stockholm Syndrome. We saw that in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh. But no, like, we went through how Harley Quinn creates Jokers.
Yeah.
Like, apparently out of the Robins. Oh, he used to be. And that's why he's such a problem for Batman. Like,
yeah. Damn. Man, I need. What if Damian Wayne and Red Hood decided to just kill Bruce Wayne?
You think they could?
Could.
I mean, like, all right, so you got Red Hood and Damian Wayne, but you know when Batman falls into heavy like that, Nightwing's showing up.
Yeah, Nightwing. And
I think that's like a level fight right there.
That is a very level fight because Batman is going to focus on Red Hood and Nightwing is going to focus on Damian.
Did you see what happened? What was it? Was it Bad Blood? No, that's not the name of the movie. That's the comic series it came from. But either way, like, yeah, Nightwing. He took some scrapes, but he captured Damian. Like, he tied him up and wrapped him up, and he showed up bloody, and he paid for it.
Yeah.
But he was able to beat him without killing him.
I need to just sit and watch all the Batman HBO animated series movies.
Yeah, if you start that, your life is over. Like, it's so much. I mean, like, they did a great job with it. Like, all those animated movies are kind of tied in together.
Oh, yeah. Like, the whole Justice League stuff.
Apocalypse.
Flashpoint.
Yeah, like, all of this.
I saw Flashpoint, like, 2 years ago, so I think I'm good on that. Like, seeing Bruce Wayne's dad as the Batman with guns. His mom was the Joker or some shit like that. And Reverse Flash was actually the main villain of the whole thing. Like, caused the whole, like, the Atlantean and Amazon's war was all because of the Reverse Flash. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, Barry. We don't talk about the Flash on this podcast. Anyway, Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, the Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris, quick draw! All right, Chris. So we both got kids, and we've seen a series of shows in our lives. In fact, I'm gonna switch it up. All right, here we go. Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Okay, from the tri-state area.
From trying to take over the tri-state area. Versus Mojo Jojo. Who is the more dastardly villain? Who like, they're trying to take over the same city. Who's coming with the, who's bringing more tech? Who's going to win? Who's going to take over the city?
Who's going to win or who comes with more tech?
Okay, so clearly Dr. Doofus.
Because if it's an innator, he has it. Like, any innator.
the monkey innator. the Powerpuff Girl killer innator.
He made me want to look up what innator means. Like,
the incubator.
Who fixes that? Like, it just goes on anything.
The light bulb switcher innator. He has it. But who's winning? Who's taking over the city first? Dr. Doofenshmirtz starts from the south. Mojo Jojo starts from the north. Like, they're just trying to take over the city.
Now, with that in mind, is Perry there and are the Powerpuff Girls there?
No.
So just no.
They somehow manage to kill their rivals.
Okay, so no resistance.
No resistance.
Time out. You remember that episode when Mojo Jojo was just minding his business and a
Powerpuff Girl showed up and just ran his fade for no damn reason? Mojo Jojo, he was in a bathrobe. He was drinking tea. He didn't have any blueprints.
He was coming out of the grocery store one time and I called
him. Like, damn.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to get it off my chest.
Mojo Jojo,
the Powerpuff Girls are villains. Anyway, sugar and spice and ass whoopings.
Nice.
But yeah. But Mojo Jojo, he hatches some killer plans. But then, like, Doofenshmirtz, like, his plans, I don't know, like, they just happen to fall apart. Like, if his plans worked, according to plan, like,
right,
he has some dope stuff. I see him taking over the city first, because without Perry there to kind of thwart
him. Okay. Hold on. Let me. Slight rebuttal for you, sir. Doofenshmirtz got stopped by a platypus. Mojo Jojo was getting stopped by three Captain Marvels.
But it'd be like, in his defense, like, this is a platypus who sits around the yard and nobody notices that he's a super spy.
He's Batman.
Like, he's like the Nick Fury of pets.
Perry the Platypus is Batman, yes.
it's like the Captain Marvel movie all over again. It's Nick Fury and Captain Marvel.
Damn.
But, like, I don't know, like, because if his plans work, like, if his tech works the way intended, like, there's no stopping him. So, like, and I feel like when you really watch the show, it's like Perry's like his nervous tick. When Perry shows up, shit just falls apart. Like,
I feel so bad for Doofenshmirtz, though. You ever see those, like, any time he has a flashback about his parents, the one that got me, like, just made me feel so bad for him.
He was a yard gnome?
Well, no, not a yard gnome. He was like, Perry, my parents weren't even there for when I was born.
Wow.
And then it did like the Family Guy, like, Phineas and Ferb is like great for like Family Guy cutscene flashback joke, whatever. So yeah, my parents weren't even there for my birth, and it was just him in a hospital bed with a very confused looking doctor. Where the hell is baby come from? That's why I'm just like, I just always feel so bad for Doofenshmirtz. But like, and then like, Mojo Jojo was Professor Utonium's lab partner. Like, he was his pet monkey. And it was the whole Batman thing of, like, you create your own villain type deal.
Yeah.
And you remember the Powerpuff Girl movie? Mojo Jojo went ham in that. He made the girls go to the moon because he Planet of the Apes their city, essentially. Man. Like, Mojo Jojo had won, Planet of the Apes style. And they were just like, well, we're just going to go to the moon. We can't win. Like, I ain't never seen Dr. Doofenshmirtz made Perry retire.
Yeah, I forgot. It was one episode where they, I think, like, the family found out that Perry was a spy. Like, he kind of forced into a situation where Perry, like, had a choice. Like,
had to save the family.
He had to save the family. and give up his identity,
yeah,
or let him die and remain as. So, like, yeah, I mean, like, he has it now. Like, it's just, he has the worst luck in the world.
But he got that tech.
What was the movie like? It was a movie where, like, at the end of it, they used all of his old inventions, mm-hmm, like all his innators, and came. I forget the name of that movie.
Phineas and Ferb had a movie?
Yeah, it was like a multiverse movie.
Oh, damn.
So, like, there was an alternate world.
Was Timmy Doofus Turner Smurf, and Jimmy Neutron there?
No.
Oh, okay.
But Doofenshmirtz had taken over. Like, there was a version of him that had taken over. And, like, Candace was part of the resistance.
Oh, he had an eye patch on and everything?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Evil Rick. Got it.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying, like, in the event that he just doesn't have bad luck, like, yeah, he's taking over. Like,
not just the tri-state area.
See, like, I feel like other scientists limit themselves by what they can build. He just puts innator at the end of anything, and it's there.
And it just works. This is the destroy the world innator, and you cannot stop me, Petty. Doofenshmirtz, man. Look, him. Mojo Jojo, Reverse Flash, unstoppable.
Oh, man. The Reverse Flash has an unfair advantage.
Yeah. Like, this didn't work. All right. Let's run that back.
I mean, like, he's in the future where everything has been historically documented for him.
Yeah.
He just reads a book and then goes back in the past and picks what he wants to change. Like, yeah. Damn. Unfair. It's not right.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
But I'm calling Doofenshmirtz because I saw the movie where he actually took over a city, and when things don't go wrong for him, like, he is a monster.
All right,
like, he's unstoppable. But Roscoe,
yeah,
quick draw.
Oh,
so I don't get sound effects.
Oh, sorry,
you're a jerk.
Oh, damn. Okay, do it again.
Who's
it again.
More of a jerk, Roscoe or Roscoe?
Run it back. So we can put sound effects.
Roscoe,
yes,
quick draw. I want to go with this one, and I want to hear our fans DM us on this one, too. I want to know what everybody thinks.
Yeah, please.
If you've read the comics, if you've seen the cartoons, and then you watch the Marvel movies, who is nerfed more, the Hulk or Drax?
Me, the Roscoe, saying right now, definitely the Hulk.
You think so?
Nerfed more? Definitely the Hulk. I don't know. Drax still...
You do know there's a comic run where the Drax killed Thanos by jabbing his hand through his back and out of his chest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure you know that happened.
I know the Hulk went up against the Illuminati. Yes.
I still got to finish that comic run.
But
I think I stopped about the time Sentry shows up to fight the Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't win either.
Oh, yeah. See? So, comic book to movie screen... I'm going to say the Hulk because, like, even the Incredible Hulk or Hulk 2, whatever, all, like, the fight with Abomination and then seeing the fight versus Thanos, I'm like, where was... Okay, at this point, Abomination could have killed Thanos. Like, what the hell, you know?
Yeah, I think, like...
But then you see Abomination and he gets taken out by Wong. So, like, what the fuck?
So, well, he got took out by himself, technically.
Wong is the Piccolo of the MCU. when you stop and think about it. Yeah, Wong's hella smart. Very strategic. Couldn't beat Mads, but, you know. Wong is good in the one-on-one fight. I'll say that. But I'm saying the Hulk got nerfed way harder than Drax. But then I think, stop and think about Drax and getting swallowed by that thing in Guardians 2 and then, like, trying to, his hide is too tough from the outside. I must go inside. Oh, and Gamora's like, no, idiot.
It's the same toughness from the inside as the outside.
And he tries it anyway. So Drax definitely got dumbed down. But as far as, like, being a powerhouse... The Hulk just.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, man. But please, listeners, let us know what you think.
Yeah. Argue with the Roscoe.
And we'll reconvene in
go
two
out,
weeks.
Go to the streets. Celebrate our hero. Bring my champion back.
Now, I mean, that being said, Sakaar Hulk. Sakaar Hulk.
Got put to sleep by Thor.
Got put to sleep by Thor, but I feel like Sakaar Hulk could have went toe-to-toe with Thanos a lot better than he did.
I could see, like, Sakaar Hulk, Thanos, no Power Stone. That would have been a good fight.
Yeah. Give him an axe.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But,
you know, what I really wanted to see, which I don't know why they did that at the end of Infinity War where, like, Hulk never came back. But what's the big guy? Call Obsidian? Is that the right name?
Call Obsidian.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see him, Hulk, one-on-one. Hulk, Call Obsidian, one-on-one fight. That would have been a good fight.
It would have been. But they just, like, all right, here's the Hulkbuster suit. Get your arm ripped off in Wakanda.
Speaking of which, what if, I need to see an episode of what if Civil War never happened? And then Thanos rolled up to the door to a fully equipped Avengers. Spider-Man, Panther, Captain America, Iron Man, War Machine,
Hawkeye,
Captain Marvel, Hawkeye, like all of them working together, and Thanos rolls up with Cap calling the shots.
It would have been a way different story.
Doctor Strange, ooh boy!
I don't think they knew about Doctor Strange at that point.
But I mean, like he showed up for the battle. That's what I'm saying. Like they didn't know, but like Doctor Strange shows up and like calls out. Imagine if when Doctor Strange showed up to call Iron Man called Captain America, and they all met up. Right before Obsidian and Ebony Maw showed up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That goes a completely different way. And I think Cap, because they couldn't deal with Ebony Maw. Like, he was a problem. Mm-hmm. And I think Cap's strategy would have played a big part in taking him out.
Oh, yeah.
They could have got him out of there.
Damn. But, bye, Squidward.
Because, like, they got overwhelmed when Call Obsidian and...
Call Obsidian and Ebony Maw. Like, yeah, it was Wong, Doctor Strange, Iron Man.
Spider-Man
and Hulk. Yeah. Well, Bruce Banner. Yeah.
Comet Relief.
Yeah, for real.
Drax.
All right, Chris, I got one more quick draw for you.
All right.
I got one more quick draw. On the bench pressing, they in the gym. They are in the gym. Johnny Bravo.
Uh-oh.
Johnny Bravo versus The Rock.
Oh, man. Doesn't Johnny Bravo do like an eyebrow thing, too?
yeah, man.
So they lift their weights for the eyebrows.
Yep. But who's outlifting who in the gym? Johnny Bravo or The Rock? There are now a big variable in this. Are there women around watching this lifting contest?
Is that a yes or a no? We got women. We don't have women.
That's for you to decide. You can decide that.
Cause you know, Johnny Bravo shows up for the women. He shows up and shows out. So like,
it's about drive. It's about power. Yeah, we stay hungry. We devour
motivation. Oh man, but I don't know, like, cause I was a big fan of Johnny Bravo. Like, it was a great little numb your mind down and watch something crazy happen. Like,
dude, Johnny Bravo, Ed, and Eddie, Courage the Cowardly Dog. Like, God. That being said, Courage the Cowardly Dog. That should not have been on Cartoon Network at 2 p.m.
That should have been over there with Cow and Chicken and Ren and Stimpy
at 5 at 5 a.m.
That's where that belongs.
Right after Inuyasha.
Yeah, right after Inuyasha got the young crowd out of the way.
Yeah, all right,
Inuyasha
guys.
Was on the line.
But yes, Johnny Bravo, The Rock. There are women around.
I'll give it to Johnny Bravo. When there are women around, I give it to Johnny Bravo. It's like, yeah.
So they adding the weights on. It gets to 500. The Rock starts to pewter out, and Johnny Bravo's like,
pretty much. Right. And the girls are sitting on his weights.
Oh, like, no! All right. Oh, man. I remember this one scene in Johnny Bravo. He was on a date. He actually got a date, and she quagmired him. Like, he ended up on a table with his like hands, his arms and feet strapped. And his response was, "My mama warned me about women like you. I was hoping she was right." Oh, and she no. kicked him out. She kicked him out. I'm like, no, you were so close.
Oh man. Now, I don't want people to think that I'm not a Rock fan, because believe me, my wife has been threatened with a rock bottom on a regular basis.
What the hell?
We'll just be passing each other in the hallway in the house, and I just put it around my, if you smell.
And then you just let her go.
No, I usually lift her up, and then I let her go. Like, oh. I don't slam her all the way down. I get her in the air, let her know it's real.
Oh, my
if
God.
If you ever try me, you will get rock bottom, and the people's elbow will be right after that.
Oh, my
God. I will run all the way down the hallway and come back. You see my long-ass hallway.
You do have a long hallway. Like, I'll be walking towards your bathroom and be like, damn, am I there yet?
It's like walking in the Matrix.
It's like walking up the stairs trying to get to the final Bowser Tower. And you're just like, damn. And then you turn around in the bottom. Fuck. And then I hear, do, 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 do. Chris, turn off this weird music. Anyway,
yeah, every time I walk down the hallway, I think about that scene in the Matrix movie where he's with the key master and then like that long hallway with all the doors. Like, if you close the doors in my hallway and just walk the hallway, it feels like that. Like, and at the end of the hallway, there's a room with a bunch of TVs in it. A guy just saying, ergo, therefore, I have, and then, because, therefore, ergo. Does anybody
know
just
need to pee,
what
dog.
The hell he was talking about?
No. Hey, I just got it. I was just looking at the bathroom.
I just generalized that speech. All I got for that speech was there were six Neos before Neo, and they all chose to reset the Matrix, and he knew that this Neo was not going to reset the Matrix. That's all I got for that speech, but the details, I have no idea.
Right. It was a very long speech. So, Chris, who you got for our comic relief?
Comic relief.
Yes.
I was echoing as many times as it took for my phone to.
Look, how many digits does your passcode have? Damn.
What the fuck? It's like it wasn't reading the numbers. Anyway.
Fucking iPhones.
But we have Pencil Riot.
Pencil Riot.
Yeah. He tuned in to our Leave Your Power to the Door TV today.
Hey, thanks for watching.
Out, recording live as we're recording. So, yeah, I want to give him a shout out. Thanks for watching. He's an artist.
Okay.
Which I love to shout out fellow artists. A lot of really cool sketches. Some very cartoonish stuff.
Okay.
More on the style of Phineas and Ferb. It's like that kind of
oh,
style.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb art style. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Definitely want to give him a shout out.
Platypus. Barry the Platypus. What's the name again?
Oh, yeah. The name again is...
At
Pencil Riot. No underscores, no spaces.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and be sure to check him out, y'all. Well, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, the Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris.
Remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
Cue the band. Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there, you Roscoe. Hi, Chris.